It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's poem is by David Kirby, who grew up in Baton Rouge and who teaches at Florida State University. David Kirby's poems are often published by Louisiana State University Press, and the poem that I'm going to read today is such a book entitled Talking About Movies with Jesus. This poem is entitled These Arms of Mine. Sometimes interviewers want to know what dead people I'd like to have dinner with. But my answer to that is nobody. I mean, I wouldn't mind following Dante around to see who he talks to and where he shops and what his writing schedule is. But can you imagine trying to have a conversation with Dante? Yeah, he wrote the greatest poem ever. But his worldview would be totally different from mine. Plus, his temper was supposed to have been terrible. Shakespeare wouldn't say anything, probably. He'd be storing up bits for his next play. Whitman would probably talk your head off, and then you'd be bored and not like his work as much as you used to. No, I don't want to have dinner with anybody. But if you're serious about time travel, I'd like to go to Jamaica in 1967 and be sitting at a table and drinking a Red Stripe in the after-hours club where Bob Marley is playing. And Otis Redding, who is touring the island, comes in like a god, according to eyewitness accounts. And Bob Marley looks up and begins to sing, These Arms of Mine. Wow, I tell you, I wouldn't be myself. I'd be Troilus or Tristan or Lancelot crying my eyes out for Cressida or Isolde or Guinevere. She'd be on the battlements of a castle in Troy or Wales or England, all beautiful and sad eyes, and I'd be clanking up a storm as I drop my lance and brush back my visor and pound the table with my mailed fist, while all the Rastas look at me and say, I and I are go cool out with a spliff, mon. But my arms are burning. Burning from wanting you and wanting to hold you because I need me somebody. Somebody to treat me right. Or I need your woman's loving arms to hold me tight and I need your tender lips, and if you would let these arms, if you would let these arms of mine, or if you would just let them hold you, oh, how grateful I would be.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.